It's Saturday, the 18th of January, 8 a.m. And the light fall of snow during the night has brightened up the light in the morning. Rooftops are white with snow and frost. Skies are heavy, but at least now at this time, even so overcast, there's much more light, which is great. It must have only been a light fall because there's very little here and it's turned frosty. Well, it had turned frosty, so it's crunchy, but the weather is now changing as I speak because there's quite a stiff breeze getting up. The heck? How'd the stiff go with breeze? Strong breeze? Light breeze? Stiff breeze? I can hear the wee house sparrows round the front of the house. They'll have come out their roosting point back into the naked weeping larch tree at the front of our bedroom window. They've made their way back this winter again. I don't know what the numbers are, but it's great to have them back, although my wife doesn't necessarily agree with the fact that not only do they poop over the top of the conservatory, where they roost, but also poop at the front door sometimes, which is what the way we can clean up. But not just that they like to get out of bed very early in the morning and chirp away outside the window. I love it, personally, I love it. You know, and it doesn't keep me awake. If it wakens me, I can get back to sleep. But hey, they're all different. It was hard, to be honest, getting out of bed at 7 this morning. But then again, we went to bed about 10:30 last night, I think. Maybe 10:45. No, about 10:30. And both of us couldn't get off to sleep for different reasons. And I thought, I'm going to spend the whole night lying here trying to sleep. So I don't know when I did eventually get over. You know, you can wonder sometimes, often, why some nights, or most nights, I go to sleep and bang, out fairly quickly. My wife usually sleeps in long before me, and I can go to sleep quickly. But I don't know what was wrong last night. Is it a kind of symbiosis kind of thing, you know, that because for whatever reason was causing her to toss and turn and sigh, kept me awake, or vice versa. You know, when your nest partner, I'm saying that because I'm looking at Mrs. Blackbird over there, your nest partner is troubled that you, your mind won't allow you to sell. I don't know. Just observations and thoughts. So, we didn't really normally need to get up at 7 on a Saturday morning unless we've got something on. We've not got something on, but we do have a tradesman coming this morning about 9:30. So we need to be up and have everything ready for him coming. It's very quiet this morning, even for a Saturday morning, very quiet. But I'm feeling okay. Feeling fairly good. Not as good as I felt yesterday morning, but good is always good. I mean, how could good be bad? Good could be better. Trees are beginning to blow harder. They must be coming from a totally different direction this morning, because it's not racing through the garden through those open wounds in the fence. But the trees, the tops of the trees, are definitely swaying heavily. It's either coming straight over from the north or straight from the south. It's hard to tell here. But I'm not going to wet my finger and hold it up, because all my fingers are tucked inside fur-lined leather gloves, Italian style. You know, I've had these for years. I've actually abused them, and they're still as good as, well, you'd say as good as the day I bought them. Reliability, dependability. I'm a wee bit worried about Mary. She's not telling me something. I know. I'm not sure what it's about, but I do ask her if she's okay. It's just lovely to stand here and listen, take in the morning.